I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, runners who let their piggies out and love it. But first, the NASCAR Hall of Fame opened in 2010, so it'll be a long, long time before it inducts anyone who spent a majority of their career toiling on a pit crew. But it's the guys in the pits who make the difference, as North Carolina Public Radio's Dave DeWitt discovered when he attended the 2010 Pit Crew Challenge.
A typical NASCAR Sprint Cup race is won by just a few seconds or less, like this year's Daytona 500, won by Jamie McMurray.
Crash at the back, never mind. Green flag still out. Checkered flag in the air. The 52nd Daytona 500 McMurray! To Jamie
yes!
McMurray.
Yes! Little Jamie, baby!
After the checkered flag, the scene is always the same. The winning driver cruises down victory lane, jumps on top of his car, drinks and sprays whatever beverage sponsors that car, and then it's awkward high fives and hugs with some other guys who are wearing similar jumpsuits. Those other guys, they're the pit crew, and they have titles that leave little doubt about their role. Rear tire changer, front tire carrier, jackman, gasman. The drivers, the ones who earn all the money and star in TV ads and get to kiss the pretty girls on the victory stand, they know who gets them to victory lane and what it takes to work in the pits. Here's driver Greg Biffle.
They have a very dangerous job. We're parallel parking at 55 miles an hour. I mean, I'm driving by people's feet that are 3 inches away, and they are a hell of an athlete to do what they are doing.
Some NASCAR naysayers may chuckle at the use of the word athlete when describing the guys on the pit crew, but that would be a mistake. About 75% of them played a sport in college. They're former linebackers or catchers or defensemen, and they're highly competitive.
Yeah, I'm Kurt Bowman, and I'm the gas man.
Kurt Bowman is a member of the pit crew for the number 31 Caterpillar Chevrolet, driven by Jeff Burton. He's an inverted mountain of a man, thin at the waist and broad at the shoulder, with a head like a flesh-colored melon. His dad took him to races as a kid, and when he left the military, he devoted his life to racing.
I mean, if you're not competitive, you're not going to survive in this business for a year, much less 20. I want to be the best at whatever I do, and it kills me if I'm not.
Bowman's been going over the wall at racetracks for 22 years. It's his full-time job, and he's invaluable to his team, says his pit crew coach, Matt Clark.
Oh, Kurt is the heartbeat, the heart and soul. He bleeds this pit crew deal. He bleeds the competition. He bleeds racing. I mean, he is honestly a model athlete for me.
There are only a couple of ways a pit crew member gets into the spotlight. One is bad, when he makes a mistake that loses a race, like what happened last week to Clint Bowyer's jackman at Dover. Bowyer got back onto the track after a pit stop, and something came with him.
Bangs another car, and oh my goodness.
Hey, Jack's still on the car.
Yeah, says Mike Dillon, the spotter, and he will come back, have that removed, and serve a penalty.
Not a great day for the jackman. But there's one night a year when he and the gas can catcher and the other guys on the pit crew get more positive attention.
All right, folks, let's meet the members from the Meridian Amp Energy National Guard team. The gas man is Chris Masuka. The catch can, Aaron Walker.
The pit crew challenge is 7 years old, and it's NASCAR's answer to the dunk contest and home run derby. It draws the hardest of hardcore fans to Charlotte's downtown arena during the 2 weeks when the Sprint Cup Series parks in its de facto home base for Saturday's All-Star Race and next Sunday's Coca-Cola 600. The competition incorporates all the elements of a regular pit stop, with the added bonus of pushing a car 30 yards across a finish line. It's a wild 23 seconds.
Teams ready, set.
It looks chaotic, but a pit stop, whether it's during a race or in an arena, is choreographed to the tenth of a second. Kurt Bowman, the gas man, measures his steps like a football place kicker. One slip or misstep, and he's losing control of an 80-pound, 6-foot-tall gas can, as well as losing a race. The tire changers have a job that's just as tough, throwing themselves onto the ground around the car twice while carrying a high-speed air gun. One missed lug nut, and you're done, even in a made-for-TV event.
Looks like the 88 is clean with no penalties.
Kurt Bowman and the number 31 Caterpillar Chevy won the Pit Crew Challenge last year. and they were flawless in advancing into the finals of this year's tournament.
It's going to be at number 31, Caterpillar Chevrolet, the defending champs, trying to make it two in a row against last year's semifinalist, the number 11, FedEx Toyota. Team ready, set.
The number 31 team falls behind early in the final. After the tires are changed and the gas is dumped in, they get to the push car a half a second after the FedEx team. A few seconds later, it's all over.
Congratulations! The number 11 FedEx Toyota team from Joe Gibbs Racing!
Exhausted and covered in sweat, Bowman sits down slowly on the pit wall as the other team celebrates.
And it stinks, you know. I hate to lose, we all do. But they're a good bunch of guys, and their gas man goes to the same barber I do. So me and him are pretty good buddies, so I'm happy for him anyway. Say, I hate losing.
In this event, losers get nothing, but each winning pit crew member earns $10,000. That's real money to these guys, who, when the races start up again this weekend, will return to anonymity. For Only a Game, I'm Dave DeWitt in Charlotte, North Carolina. On the road.